Coming up on episode number 556, we turn things around a little bit, and instead of playing covers of songs, we play the original versions of the songs that you may know better as covers. Yes, it's Originalville, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville. For a Tuesday night, it's March 3rd, 2009, and my name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another Originalville episode of Coverville, where we turn things around a little bit. And instead of playing covers of songs, we're going to play the versions that inspired the covers, the original versions of songs that certainly got their popularity more as cover songs than as originals. So you're going to hear songs that were covered and made famous by Janis Joplin, Warren Zevon, Dusty Springfield, and Soft Cell, just to name a few. And we're going to kick things off with one that was originally recorded by Madonna's brother-in-law recorded this track called Don't Tell Me. I'm sorry, no. Recorded the original was called Stop. Madonna released the cover. I'm going to play a little bit of it right now to refresh your memory. This came out in 2003, I believe, as part of her Music CD. And I'm playing the original here just to emphasize even further how much different the original is versus the cover. So there's the Madonna cover. Now let's go ahead and listen to the original, which is just titled Stop. It was recorded by Joe Henry in 2001 for his album Scar. Here's Joe Henry.
mouth of a grave, not to stare up at me like a calf on its knees. Tell me love isn't true, it's just something we do. Tell me everything I'm not,
thank you. until I get up.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. I try time and time again. We end up as nothing but friends. There's a certain chick I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. Wake up and say, just to have you, I'll be your slave. There's a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
From a band, from a singer, I'm sorry, called Ernie K. Doe. That is the original version of A Certain Girl, which was covered by Warren Zevon as part of his album Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School. I believe it was a couple albums after his one of his breakthrough albums with, yes, Excitable Boy, which came out in 1978. And then his follow-up was Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School, 1980. And I think that was the big hit from that song. He had the title track, Play It All Night Long. Yeah, anyway. Okay, so A Certain Girl, originally by Ernie K. Doe, who is probably most famous for his song Mother-in-Law. That is the original version there of A Certain Girl. That was a suggestion by Jean-Paul. Wanted to hear that one. Before that, Gloria Jones with the original version, the 1964 version of Tainted Love, which, of course, was made most famous by Soft Cell and has been covered by numerous artists like Marilyn Manson and, well, that's probably the one of the more famous covers of Tainted Love. And then we start off the set with Joe Henry, who is the brother-in-law. He's married to Madonna's sister. He did the original version of Stop, and Madonna covered it for her album Music as Don't Tell Me. The original version came out on his album Scar in 2001. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, AudioEngineUSA.com. These are the speakers. They are the speakers that will elevate your music, elevate the sound to levels previously unknown. We're going to talk today about, well, you know what? Instead of talking about the speakers, let's talk about the Audio Engine W2, which is the newest product. It is the premium wireless adapter for iPod. Now, you know how your iPod has the long, narrow port on the bottom, and what's cool about that port is that it provides both power and sound. Well, what Audio Engine has done is they've created a device, a little attachment that plugs into that long narrow port on the bottom of your iPod and allows you to wirelessly send the music. Let me try that again. Wirelessly send the music from your iPod over to the nearest stereo system. You get an attachment, a USB attachment that you can plug into the wall to charge, and then the other end goes into your stereo. And what's really cool about this is it allows you to walk around the house, walk around the party, walk around wherever, and control the music wirelessly that everybody's listening to. Really, really cool for parties, really cool for barbecues in the backyard. Even cool if you're, you know, sitting on the deck alone and you just want to control the music that's playing and you don't want to have to keep going in and changing the stereo, stuff like that. It's excellent. The Audio Engine W2, which is available from AudioEngineUSA.com. And right now, because you're a Coverville listener, I'm only going to let you know about this right now, just this once. You can get 10% off of your Audio Engine purchase by using the coupon code COVER10 when you check out. And that coupon code is spelled COVERTEN. That'll get you 10% off of your order from Audio Engine USA for being a Coverville listener. How about that? How easy is that? That is Audio Engine USA. All right, well, I got to thank Wayne in the UK for telling me about these guys. Now, I played another original by these guys. They did the original version of Tina Turner's Simply the Best, played that several shows back. You can look for that one in the show notes. But this is a song that's actually a favorite of mine. The cover was a favorite of mine by John Waite and the Babies. John Waite, who went off on a solo solo performance and did Missing You. That was his big hit as a solo performer. When he was with the Babies, they had a few hits, including this one, Change, originally done by the band Spider. Let's go ahead and listen to the original.
She let you time. And in the winter time, we'll be warm and cozy by the fire. And in the winter time we'll be warm and cozy by the fire. The kids, the dog and I. And you can have your heart's desire. True love and apple pie. Hey, oh yeah. True love.
Castles in the sky.
True love and apple pie.
Yeah, things like margin.
Now, you may have thought that the original version of that song was by the Hillside Singers and called I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing in Perfect Harmony. Of course, some of you younger people might only recognize that as the one of the older jingles for Coca-Cola, I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke. Well, before either of those things, Billy Davis, Roger Cook and Roger Greenaway wrote this jingle. Called Mom, True Love, and Apple Pie. They developed that into a song, and it was recorded by a singer named Susan Shirley and released in 1971. There it is right there, True Love and Apple Pie by Susan Shirley from 1971, which of course became I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing in Perfect Harmony, and of course was later repurposed by Coca-Cola for I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke. Before that, Betty Davis Eyes, yeah, originally as kind of a ballroom country song, if you can believe that, by Jackie DeShannon, who is no stranger to covers. She's famous for doing covers of Put a Little Love in Your Heart and What the World Needs Now, Needles and Pins. She's done a lot of covers, but that was an original. Betty Davis Eyes, of course, covered in 1981 by Kim Carnes and will forever be linked to Kim Carnes. And before that, Spider, a band from the UK, with the original version of Change, which was covered by John Waite and the Babies in the 80s. And there you go. There's the original version of that track. Well, right now, if you go to coverville.com, I've got a special deal going on for this week only. I've got an eBay auction. Basically, after the Coverville 500 concert last year, I've still got a lot of merchandise left. But one of the things that was going selling fairly quickly and fairly regularly were the poker chips. But a lot of people were saying, well, you know, six chips. Basically, you get all six chips. If you know, a month ago, if you were to buy these things, you'd get six chips, and each of the six chips would represent a different artist. You'd get a Richard Cheese chip, a Jonathan Colton chip, a Chance in the Choir chip, a Natalie Gelman chip, the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd chip, and then, of course, a Dan Klass chip because he was the host of the Coverville 500. But a lot of people complained and said, man, you know, it'd be great to pick up a bunch of these because we have poker games here at the house all the time, and I'd love to have a set of these for the home poker games. Well, when I got down to the last 20 sets of these chips, I decided, you know, let's just bunch them all together. We'll sell one big bundle of 120 poker chips so that if you are one of those people who like to have the neighborhood poker game, I am, I'm one of those right there, then you can have your very own set. It really is a one-of-a-kind set of Coverville 500 poker chips. Go to coverville.com, scroll down on the blog, or just go to eBay and do a search for Coverville 500, and you'll find this set of 500 chips. It might go pretty cheap, so, you know, go there, put in what you want to bid on it. You know, like I said, it might go pretty cheap because it's certainly not one of the typical eBay collector's item things that's going to rock it up to thousands and thousands of dollars. So check it out on eBay.com or scroll down. You'll find the link on Coverville.com as well. All right, this was another recommendation from a listener. This is Irma Franklin, sister to Aretha Franklin. And Aretha, of course, again, no stranger to taking a cover. Her cover of Otis Redding's Respect is rated one of the best covers of all time, and rightly so. Here is Emma Franklin with an original version of the song that was covered and made famous by Janis Joplin. It comes from the 2005 Oxford American Southern Music CD, but it was originally released in 1967. Here's Irma Franklin with Peace of My Heart.
Killing me softly sang as if he knew me. In all my dark despair. And then he looked right through me as if I wasn't there. But he was there, the stranger, singing clear and strong, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly.
I just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you, planning everything for two. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a crime. Going to a movie, oh, makes me sad. Parties make me feel as bad when I'm not with you. Oh, I just don't know what to do. Like a summer rose needs the sun and the rain, I need your sweet love to ease all the pain. I just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself. Turns you down. Come on back, I will be around just waiting for you. Whoa, I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do with my
the original version of a song that was covered successfully a couple times, or covered to purchasing success a couple times. The original of those by Dusty Springfield. I shouldn't say original. The earlier of those, Dusty Springfield, and later by the White Stripes. That was the original 1962 version before Dusty or the White Stripes by Tommy Hunt, and you'll find that on a box set for Scepter Records, which was the label that put that out. Before that, Killing Me Softly, originally by Lori Lieberman, from a 1971 album, A Thousand Dreams, covered by Roberta Flack. And I got to thank Roger Green for correcting me on that, because I did play that a while ago and say that the original was Roberta Flack. Thank you, Roger, for correcting me on that one. The song was inspired by a concert performance that Lori saw by Don McLean, and that's where that story came from. We started off that set with Irma Franklin in the original version of Peace of My Heart, covered, of course, most famously by Janis Joplin. Listeners and viewers who check out the blog on Coverville and check out the show notes, you'll find links to where you can pick up all these songs on Amazon and iTunes. I've got a problem going right now that I'm trying to get worked out with eMusic as far as providing the links for eMusic. As soon as I get that worked out, we'll bring the eMusic links back to Coverville, bring them back to the show notes. But until then, it'll just be iTunes and Amazon, I'm afraid. So look for those songs yourself on eMusic. If you happen to have an eMusic account, you'll find some of them for sure. And we'll be back on Thursday with another cover story. I believe it's going to be the Kurt Vile cover story. Yes, Kurt Vile. Of course, originally performed Mac the Knife, covered most famously by Bobby Darin. So look for a Mac the Knife cover on that one for sure. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can visit the weblog or the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with a Kurt Vile cover story. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.